This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Taxpayers most likely will be footing the bills for health care overhaul, the economic stimulus package, and bank bailouts. But the government has an untapped source of revenue, billions of dollars each year from tax breaks afforded to nonprofit groups. A recent Stanford University study found the number of 501c3 charity organizations in the U.S. has grown by more than 50% in just a decade. Critics point to the approval process by the IRS, which determines tax-exempt status. Congressman Javier Becerra is vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus and a senior member of the Ways and Means Committee, which oversees the nonprofit sector. And he joins us. Welcome to the show, sir.
Leanne, good to be with you.
What is it that worries you so much about the growing number of nonprofit organizations?
We want to maintain the confidence and enthusiasm that Americans have in donating. We're one of the greatest contributors to innovation and opportunity in this world because we give money to these nonprofits that come up with great ideas.
So are there statistics that suggest that the dollars aren't going to serve the people that they're intended to serve?
Well, we do see a trend where more and more money is going to activities that most people would say are not helping people in need. But again, we have a right as Americans to donate to whom we wish. It's more a matter of having transparency in knowing how nonprofits use that money and making sure that there's good oversight by the bodies in charge.
According to the Stanford University study we mentioned, the IRS approved nearly 98% of the 501c3 applications submitted in 2008. Briefly, what's involved in the approval process?
We take you at your word that you're going to do something that is charitable, that is for the general welfare of the American public. Every 10 minutes, a new nonprofit is formed in America, and how the IRS could perform the oversight to check these organizations to make sure they're not defrauding the American taxpayer, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned that some of the groups are fraudulent?
Oh, absolutely. There are examples that are as egregious as you can get. There was a bicycling charity to raise money for cancer research and cures where the president paid himself $500,000 in what was called an all-volunteer activity. There was a veterans organization a few years ago that provided about one penny of support for veterans for every dollar it collected in charity. Again, they're still the minority, but we want to make sure that we feel comfortable as Americans to contribute because we know what they can do if they do it right.
Hmm. What should Congress then do? Do you have any concrete steps in mind to take on this issue?
I've mentioned this to the philanthropic world before. Please show us what you're going to do to police yourselves. Secondly, we have an obligation to perform the oversight to make sure that taxpayer dollars aren't wasted. And we can also make sure that we do as much as possible through the IRS to provide transparency when someone applies to become a nonprofit organization.
In these tough economic times, it's the charities and the nonprofit groups that often fill the gaps that are left by government service cuts. Are you concerned this is going to make it harder for these charities to help people in need?
Leanne, I think we have to recognize what we're talking about. We estimate that some $50 billion is lost to the federal treasury in taxpayer payments as a result of the charitable deduction that anyone who makes a donation can take. That money would be used by the government to perform necessary activities. On top of that, we give these charitable organizations a tax break by not charging them taxes on the income they earn and on the property they possess. All those dollars that we forego as a people, we do so because we want to encourage people to donate to charitable organizations. Charitable organizations, unlike government, are more nimble, they're farsighted, they're courageous, they have an opportunity to be innovative and make investments that the government would be more restrained in doing. So we want to encourage the charitable world to get out there and do some of these things that government's too big, too cumbersome to try to do.
California Congressman Javier Becerra deals with the nonprofit sector as a senior member of the House Ways and Means Committee. Thank you for being with us.
Leanne, thank you very much.